The Bissell House now has a new distinction. It's been added to the National Park Service's Underground Railroad Network to Freedom. What does all of that mean? Well, the museum educator at Bissell House is Jeffrey Edison, and he joins us. Jeffrey, what is, I guess, first of all, the National Park Service's Underground Railroad Network to Freedom?
Sure. So it's kind of a designation for several sites throughout the United States that kind of designate your specific site as a place where it was an Underground Railroad stop, a place where you had escapes, or some of the things that tie you to the Underground Railroad. So for the Bissell House, we had several freedom seekers leave this plantation and seek freedom in various areas throughout the United States.
Can you, for people who may not be completely familiar with Bissell House, explain exactly where it was? And it was the home on a plantation. So can you tell us a little bit about how big that plantation was?
Yes. So the Daniel Bissell House was built by Daniel Bissell. He was part of the U.S. Army, and he was the commander of Fort Bellefontaine. He fought in the Revolutionary War as a fifer, and then he also fought in the War of 1812. And his family settled here after he left his post at Fort Massac and then took up charge at Fort Bellefontaine. And he built his house just about 5 to 7 miles from where Fort Bell was, and it was built beginning in 1812, and at its height, it was over 2,500 acres of land. Now we have a much smaller section of the Bissell House yet, but it still stands. It's still a federal home, and it's kind of a site of several generations of the Bissell family. Not only did Daniel Bissell live there, but his descendants all the way up through the 1950s until the San Luis County Parks acquired the home in the 1960s.
Wow. So did you say that the Bissell House itself was built in when? 1812?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That must make it one of the oldest still standing around the county.
Yes, there's not many other homes that predate. There's a few homes that were built in the 1801 to 1810 range, but there's not too many that predate the Bissell home.
So Bissell House was added to the Underground Railroad Network to Freedom, not because it was part of the Underground Railroad, but because some enslaved persons escaped from that, from there?
Yes. So we have at least 5 documentations of freedom seekers who escaped from not only Daniel Bissell, but his wife, Deborah Bissell, and then his son, James Bissell.
Was it called the Bissell Plantation?
So it was actually called Franklinville Farm. And so residents of the area up in North County along Bellefontain Road would actually know it as Franklinville Farm. And the Bissell family were prominent in the city. So people knew where Daniel Bissell's plantation really was. And they would come and do business, and they would see the enslaved working there too.
How many enslaved workers did he have if 5 of them escaped?
So it's kind of a work in progress still, but the entirety that we can see so far is that Daniel Bissell at the time of his death owned 34 enslaved, but he left that to his wife Deborah Bissell, and then his son James Bissell also had enslaved. So in total at this point we have 61 enslaved for the Bissell family, but research is ongoing and we're finding new enslaved about 1 every couple months now. So that's a very large amount of enslaved, especially for that time period and for Missouri itself.
Do we know if those who did escape, were they ever captured? Because I know there were some, people would take out newspaper ads looking for their, quote unquote, property.
Correct. So we have actually several ads for the Freedom Seekers from the Bissellhaus. That's kind of how my research started, was I found a few newspaper ads placed by Daniel Bissell starting in 1816 for some of his enslaved. We have a couple that he put ads out for. One was Joseph Blake. In the same instance, we have just a year later that Daniel Bissell puts out another ad for Frederick Sams. And what's interesting about Frederick Sams is that he actually was apprehended one time, but then he escapes a second time. The other ones that we have record of, Charles, he is listed as now run away on the probate record of Deborah Bissell. So he's not listed as apprehended at any of James Bissell's records. And then the last two, which I find the most fascinating, are John and Lucy, where they actually escaped via the Underground Railroad and made it to Chicago safely via all of the random stops along the way. And we know this because the Abolitionist Society in Chicago messages via letter to James Bissell saying that John and Lucy escaped via the Underground Railroad, so he doesn't need to continue to put out advertisements for the apprehension because they will be moving on to Canada before he can make any attempts to recapture them. And the funny part about this to me is that James Bissell then put out an ad for information about the anti-slavery and abolitionists in St. Louis who helped John and Lucy. And it was a $1,000 reward, which is a significant amount of money in 1845.
Wow. If anybody had come forward, though, did he just suppose he wanted the information just to know? He couldn't have really done anything to them, could he?
Correct. So, and the Anti-Slavery Society in Chicago saw that ad and then mocked him a second time that you may never know who is an anti-slavery advocate. It could be your neighbor or someone in politics, but you will never find us.
I imagine that all of this information is now part of the tour if people visit Bissell House?
Yes. So the house is currently closed for renovations, but once it opens, we plan to have this immersive tour that will include all of the enslaved.
That is Jeffrey Edison. He is the museum educator at Bissell House, which has been added to the National Park Service's Underground Railroad Network to Freedom. Thanks so much for all the information.
Thank you.